From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump on Friday declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special. The president rejected reports of troubled ties, further frayed by his comments published in the Sun newspaper. Standing alongside British Prime Minister Theresa May, Trump defended his remarks in the newspaper interview, which were seen as further weakening May's hold on power.
Unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the prime minister. And I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
The Trumps later had tea with Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle and then left London for one of Trump's resorts in Scotland, where they will spend the weekend. A federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military officers with conspiracy to hack into Democratic campaign computers during the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein announced the indictment Friday.
The defendants worked for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
The charges come ahead of a highly anticipated summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland, on Monday. Trump said at a press conference Friday that he would absolutely ask Putin about the Russian interference in the U.S. election. This is VOA News. A massive